Rav Kook's Torah is on the inyan of emunah ba'atzmoi, emunah ba'atzmecha, believing in oneself, are very different than most of the Torahs that we see in the Chassidish Sfarim in this inyan, where the focus of the Chassidish Sfarim is on believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for you, which is very, very important, and the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is every single moment mashgiach, mafakeach, and loves you and is watching you and involved in your life. That's really the thrust of the sugya of emunah ba'atzmecha that you find in the Chassidish Sfarim. Rav Kook, of course, subscribed to that as well. But the emphasis in Rav Kook's Sfarim, in this inyan of emunah ba'atzmecha, believing in oneself, is believing in one's koiches, believing in the neshama hashuya bekerbacha, understanding oneself and knowing oneself and believing in one's greatness. It's not the emphasis on believing in Hashem's way of seeing you and Hashem's love for you. That's, of course, but that's not what Rav Kook is talking about. Some of the emunah in who you are, the belief in who you are. That's what we're learning. So we're up to Seif Hei, which is a piece from the 8th Kovitz. You have it? Chesaron Emunah? Chesaron Emunah. In this edition, it's on page Yud Ches. I don't know, the little one. It's probably different. Chesaron Emunah, B'yisayid HaTov, Mevi'a Marach HaLev. A lack of faith in the Yisod HaTov, in the foundation of good that's inside each and every one of us, mevia marach halev. It brings to a weakening of the heart, to a weakening of the heart, a loss of strength, a loss of confidence. It's not to be confused with what now in the world has taken over as the number one problem, low self-esteem. Low self-esteem is a situation where you have a person whose estimation of himself is very, very deflated. But it's ultimately about himself. Masha'ena Kain, what Rav Kook is talking about and what Yiddishkeit talks about, this emunah b'yisod hatov is the belief that one has, not in himself, but the belief that one has, even though it's called lahamin ba'atzmecha, but the belief that one has in the elokus shebekirbo. See, a person could have low self-esteem because they're not able to do well in sports. They're not athletic. Or a guy has low self-esteem, he doesn't do well with the girls. A girl has low self-esteem, he doesn't do well with the guys. And the way of lifting up one's self-esteem in general is to bring a person to feel better about themselves, which of course is a chosh of a thing. But that measurement of thinking better of the self is always subject to change, is always going to be affected by the circumstances of one's life. So you could cheer him on that he's really, really terrific in sports. You could do it. And he gets a big push and he's excited and he has a great game. And he's mamish, so his self-esteem monitor is shining brightly. But then the next day he doesn't do well. So then the monitor is down. Because it's all about himself. And a lot of what's happening in the Western world now is to try to build people up artificially. The truth is, this person might be hanging his hopes and expectations on some greatness in sports, which he doesn't really have. he's not really good. And even if he is good, after a couple of years, he's washed up. Even if he is good. I know I saw recently a picture. Yeah, I saw a picture of Pete Rose. When I was a kid, Pete Rose on the Cincinnati Reds, he was the greatest batter. I mean, as far as hits are concerned, he was the greatest batter in the history of the major. Of course, not official because he was a gambler. And it's not official. But he was, and I only remember him from 45 years ago. I saw a picture of him. He's an old guy. He's an old fat guy that can't get into the Hall of Fame because he's a liar and a cheater. So you get washed up. So you have your moment of glory and then you get washed up. And then you still have an issue of self-esteem. It hasn't really been resolved. Because when your self-esteem depends on somebody else or something, whether it's profession or you're a poet or whatever it is, when it depends on somebody or something, then obviously you're subject to whatever happens in the world with that somebody or something. You're totally b'das acher. You're a person that you have become a... You're in need of other people's respect and other people's admiration, and your self-esteem is very much affected by and dependent upon outsiders. So many people now are walking around, they're like compliment schnorrers. They're chalishing for compliment. They don't need money anymore, Baruch Hashem. They have the father's credit card, but a compliment or approval. And you're not allowed to fail kids on a test anymore. If you fail somebody on a test, so then you could destroy his self-esteem. If you tell somebody, you know, you haven't done well in this, you could destroy his self-esteem. Because that person's self-esteem is very much dependent upon what you say and what people think. That's Rachmanis. But that's the sugya of self-esteem that we hear about all the time. That's why it's become almost absurd how you can't be honest with people and you have to be careful because you might damage their self-esteem because the self is very fragile. And a parent can't be a parent anymore because if the child has low self-esteem, then if the parent says, I'm not happy with the fact that you've become a serial murderer lately. So that could cause major damage. That could cause terrible damage to his self-esteem. So you have to say, of course, we understand people have these certain tendencies, and it's okay, the world doesn't understand you. I know they said that they're going to put you in jail for the rest of your life, but mommy and daddy know that you're wonderful. And these are the things you hear. I mean, it would be one thing if I was really exaggerating, but damn it, that's not really such an exaggeration. This is the stuff that's going on. Because self-esteem is never about the self be'etzim. It's not about the self be'etzim. It's about where you're holding in the eyes of the world. That's not what Rav Kook is talking about. You have to be very, very careful. When we hear that tzaddikim speak about emunah ba'atzmacha, what he's saying over here, chesaron emunah b'yisod ha'tov, Rav Kook is talking about the yisod ha'tov that is inside each and every one of us, not because of my accomplishments in sports or school, but the Yisod HaTov, which was given to me as a gift by the Borei Kol Olam, by the Creator of all worlds. The Yisod HaTov is in the Kuda Helokis, the Nefesh Helokis. It's the Yisod HaTov that's inside of me. That's where the Tov comes from. I don't need anybody else to tell me that. And I don't need anybody else to approve of that. And to build that up. The kids nowadays need someone to tell them that. They don't know. They need to be introduced to the Nefesh of the kids. But that's what Rav Kook is talking about. He's not talking about self-esteem. Chesaron emunah b'yisod ha'tov mevi'a marachlev. And a person does not believe in the yisod ha'tov that's within him, that's given to him by Kadosh Baruch Hu, that brings to a terrible weakening of the heart. Marachlev, terrible. Zuri, you want to say something?
Is that a value that existed naturally in previous generations? People just were aware of that fact, or it just wasn't something that needed to be reminded?
So why is this like now? Why does it seem to like falling apart? This whole thing seems to be unraveling. That's a good question. That's a good question. I think a lot of things contribute to that. The expectations that people have. Remember that Most of our grandparents and great grandparents, they lived relatively simple lives with simple expectations and hopes, and they were not subject to the unrealistic world of fiction media, v'chulu. So there was a sense of accomplishment of, you know, you worked on the field, you raised a couple of cows and some chickens, and it was good. And who did you measure yourself by? What was the standard of measurement? The standard of measurement was the people in the village in the shtetl. It's a very small world. Of course, there was jealousy and smallness. There always is. But the unrealistic, delusional expectations and thoughts that people have nowadays about self-grandeur and accomplishment and so on, that in some ways has a positive side to it, but in many, many psychological, emotional, and religious ways is terribly damaging. I think that the typical Jew of years ago was aware of the dichotomy of what it meant to be a Jew, a simple Jew that keeps mitzvahs, and the typical non-Jew that he saw, the non-Jews that he was surrounded by, the unbelievable contrast between even the simplest Jew and the way that a Jew lived his life, the Kedusha B'Tahara, that there was a tremendous amount of material in the life of a simple Jew that would lift him up way, way above his surroundings. His surroundings were generally very miserable. But nowadays, the whole world is one big place, and the accomplishments and the things that we read about and see and the crazy things that we grow up with in media and television and so on, and the fact that we're now exposed to the outside world, which is civilized, intelligent. So there are many, many other things that have contributed to this terrible loss of self-esteem. Did our ancestors think about the Nefesh Elokis? They lived in the Nefesh Elokis. They were submerged in the Nefesh Elokis. It wasn't something that they studied in school. And that feeling of specialness, of being an Am Segula, of being an Am Kodesh, was something that they ate, that they breathed, that they lived with. That's not typical nowadays of how we grow up. So there's a terrible weakening of the heart. Marach Halev doesn't just mean to be weak, it means to be lacking in confidence.
Zeh ha-marach garem she'i ef shel ha'odam lamud b'marach ha-ruchonis shel ha-chafotzim ha-nesgavim.
And because of this, Marach Halev, because of this weak heart and a heart that's lacking in confidence and strength, the person does not have the ability, Lamud b'marach ha-ruchonis shel ha-chafotzim ha-nesgavim, he has given up on accomplishing anything great in spiritual matters. He doesn't see himself as being a person who's capable of greatness. Again, it's not like in the sports. And every Jew is capable of greatness as far as being a tzaddik is concerned, because every single one of us has a nefesh elokis. And before the neshamas came into the guf, Hashem said, "Tehi tzaddik, and amich kulam tzaddik." But most of the people who don't have emuna in the Yesod HaTov, and that Yesod of Elokus that's within them, they have very, very limited spiritual aspirations. Very modest, below modest spiritual aspirations. I had someone that told this to me just the other day, that the Lashon was, trying to get the exact Lashon. There's a person who is not married, he's around 30,
And the Lashon that he uses is that I'm happy if I go to shul on a Shabbos. Because I asked him how things going in general with learning and davening, how's your avodah going? So the answer was, I'm happy if I go to shul on Shabbos. So I said, I'm not happy. And I don't believe that the one who created you is happy. You can't do better than that. And I know that's politically incorrect to talk that way, but I know him for a long time. We have a good relationship. And I said to him, what kind of a lashon is that? You're happy if you go to shul on Shabbos? That's not the person that I remember when you were 18, 19 years old. You wouldn't have been satisfied with going to shul once a week. And you wouldn't have been satisfied just going to shul. You were a person that you had hasagas of greatness to become a great Jew. Doesn't mean you have to be a lamdan to become a great Jew. Every Jew has a different way that he can become great. It's midas and learning, davening, chesed, kedushas, hainayim, whatever it is. But you had big hasagas. Now you're telling me you're happy that you go to shul once a week. That's what happens to people over time. They just EF Shalodam Lambda Bamarocha Ruchanish Lachafatsaman is government. If you have a heart that has become weak and lost confidence because you're out of touch with the Yisod Hatov of Elokus, so then when it comes to the Marocha Ruchanis, battleground of accomplishments in spirituality, in davening, in learning, in avoda, when it comes to chafatzim and his government, meaning when it comes to having great ideals of accomplishing in ruchnius, enjoy. Why not? When it comes to those. You know, you read a story about an Adam Gadol, which a lot of those, you know, that's not so good that we read about when we're younger, and it has to do with what I was saying before, unrealistic expectations. But if it's something which is in the range of your capabilities, then it's a good thing to. And also, if you and I read about, not forget about tzaddikim, we read about Elochim, that every single day they would learn a paragraph of Mishnayos. Rabbi Nachman wanted us to learn 18 prokim from Mishnayos a day, along with everything else. But to learn the paragraph of Mishnayos, that's not unreasonable for any Ben Torah, with whatever else he's doing in his life. Or if you read about a grandmother, a Babi, who would say 10 kapitlach Tehillim, 10 prokim of Tehillim a day. That's not, you shouldn't just give a crash and say, oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. I can never do that. That's not, I can never do that. What do you mean you can never do it? You can't say 10 kapitlach of Tehillim a day. You can't finish a sefer Tehillim over 2 weeks. Why not? It's not a matter of self-esteem. It's a lack of emunah in the yisod ha'eloki of who we are. And because of that, we've given up on these chafatzim hanizgavim. We've given up on these objectives, on these goals of accomplishing certain things. I can't pass finals and go to the Bais Medrash also at night. At night, I've guys telling me they can't go during the day either. It was very quiet in the old Bais Medrash this morning. Very quiet. I mean, usually on a Monday morning, there's more activity. It seemed to me there was not as much as usual. Guys are scared, they're nervous, they have the tests. So you say, why? So you can't come to the Bais Medrash? You think that God's going to reward you on your final because you didn't learn today? I can't. You can. Can. Again, it's not like telling a guy that's not good in sports that he can get to the Super Bowl, you know what I mean? You should tell this guy, you can't. You absolutely cannot get to the Super Bowl. You're a 5'5" Jew that's overweight. You're not getting to the Super Bowl. You understand? You can throw a ball 10 feet or whatever it is, and if someone throws it too hard, it knocks you over, and you have to go to a surgeon or something. You're not going to the Super Bowl. That's not the Indian. That's not what we're talking about. What they call self-esteem. To build up a person, ki'il, there's something he could do that he can't really do. That's not a service to that person. But in Elokus, you and I are Jews. We have big kaiches. Mamish big kaiches. We sell ourselves short all the time. Again, even in Ruchnius, a person has to be with the proper Gedorim. Rav Kook was very careful of that. We'll see that later on. A person has to know, even in Ruchnius, that he's not going to the Super Bowl right away either. But we have big kaiches. Chayshishu, this person is afraid. Shema einenu roi la tshuka seramemos. This person, he has like a feeling, he has a tshuka, he has a sudden longing to become greater in Yiddishkeit, in his Yiddishkeit. But he feels right away, he calms down, he says to himself, einenu roi, he's not worthy. La tshuka seramemos. He's not worthy of having these exalted yearnings, of having these ritzainas for something great. He doesn't feel that he's worthy of it. Which the neshama so desperately wants. The neshama wants these things. But he says, nah, I can't do that. The neshama says, I want this. The neshama wants the davening. The neshama wants the learning. The neshama wants the tikkun ha-amidus, tikkun ha-bris, v'chula v'chula. The neshama wants those things, but the person feels that he's ain't a royal kach. He's not up to it. He's not up to the job. And even if he might have had such koiches when he was younger, but now because of all the averis that he's done, he's not roi l'kach. And what happens? Umitoch kach holechu v'nofel. I don't have to translate that. That's a sentence that Rav Kook wrote in simple Lashon HaKodesh. None of his fancy stuff. Umitoch kach holechu v'nofel. And with this way of thinking, holechu v'nofel, the person just goes and falls and falls and falls. It becomes weaker and weaker. These are fancy words for being weak, fragile, weak. It becomes weaker and weaker and weaker. So kol ha-yisod shel hanafila asher la'adam. And Rav Kook explains that what we're talking about now, what we're learning now, this is the yesod of the nefila of a person. This is the underlying cause of the nefilas that we experience in our ruchnius. It's the underlying cause of our nefilas. Shehivia oso lidei hamohuma v'hamigeres. That has brought him to a state of means a state of calamity, of tsaras. Not tsaras that are happening to him, but tsaras about what's happened to him in his life. Mela, he has low expectations of the kind of person he could marry. He has low expectations of the kind of children he could raise. And his life has become the story of Mahuma and Megaris, which is a way of saying troubles and calamities. I guess in modern terminology, you would say dysfunctionality. That's it. Elbain, humiliation, mastema, hatred, ushvichas damer rabman has been the cause of a tremendous amount of spilling of blood, of killing, of murder. He was. A person has given up on any tov inside of himself, so what's to stop him from murdering? What do you think of the chevra that are killing? Their messiah is completely on the Yisod HaTov, on the Yisod HaTov that's inside of them, that they're Tzelem Elokim, the messiah is on that. Brings to hatred and murder. Cheshon ha'muna bo'or ha'tov ha'meh v'kirbo. A complete loss of faith in the light of good that is shining within him. A person hears from the time that he's in the world, you're no good, you're no good, you're no good. And he's come to accept that he's no good. So Rav Kook says that all the no good in the world comes from such people. They're no good. It's not true. But that's what they believe. They don't believe in the Yisod HaTov. And even Lahav Dlogoy, not to believe in the Tzelem Elokim. What does it mean, the Tzelem Elokim? That even with a guy, even though it's true that the Pnim is the Klipas Temei is, but there's also a Tzelem Elokim. And there's Yesod HaTov, not the same, God forbid, as a Jew. But, and all of the, Rav Kook says, all of the hatred, all of the murdering, all of the suffering of the world comes from this lack of faith, not in God, lack of faith in oneself, oneself. In the way Rav Kook's explaining what that means, oneself. The Nefesh HaLakis. Or the Yesod HaTov of a Goy. The Tzelem Elokim, what that means, the Yesod HaTov of a Goy. Yisrael haim Yisoid ha'amuna ba'olam. Am Yisrael is the Yisod, is the foundation of this faith in the world. And the meaning of that is, Rav Kook goes on and says, Emunas Hashem. Emunas Hashem doesn't just mean to believe that God exists. A lot of the world believes that. Most of the world believes that God exists. It's not just believing that God. The vast majority of the world believes that God exists. That's not. It's not God's existence. It's the godliness within myself. It's that God exists within me. Everybody believes that God exists. But if you and I believed that we had within us the Nefesh HaLakis, that God existed, and His light was shining within us, then we wouldn't do that Aveira that we do. We wouldn't do the Aveira. We wouldn't be able to bring ourselves to do such a thing. This is what's missing. Yisrael Haim Yisoid Emunah Ba'olam, Emunah Hashem B'chol Hoida, the belief in Hashem and all of its glory, Mizgaberes V'Holeches B'Knesses Yisrael, is getting stronger and stronger in Knesses Yisrael. In Knesses means the, in Am Yisrael, Knesses Yisrael. Val Kein He, and therefore, only Knesses Yisrael. Raki, now Rem Knesses Yisrael means the Sherish of Nishmas Yisrael. Raki, Haisa, Hoive, Visiya, Meira, Boratoy, Shalamunah, El Yonah Ba'olam. And therefore, only Knesses Yisrael has believed, does believe, and will continue to believe in the light of Toiv that illuminates the entire world. Only Am Yisrael believes in the utter goodness of the world. Because only Am Yisrael is enlivened with that elokus that enables us to see that the whole world is elokus and that the whole world has Yisod HaTov and that Meloi Chol Ha'aretz Kavod. Therefore, the Jewish belief in Tov, the Jewish belief in the world bichlal, in the toiv of the world, and what could be accomplished in the world, in the beauty of the world, in everything, in music, in art, in science, in math, in everything. Am Yisrael, Knesses Yisrael, is the foundation of faith in the Elokus that's in everything. The Mimela Knesses Yisrael believes in everything because everything is Elokus. And therefore, he, Rak he, Hoyso Hoybe Vesia Meira Bor Hatoiv Shel Hamun Hal Yana Ba'olam, that supernal faith in the greatness of the world. In the world, in everything that exists. And Hina Ha'uma Hayechida. And Knesset Yisrael is the only nation, the only people, Hashomeres, that guards, as Taharas Hamuna V'chosna, that guards this Emuna in all of its pureness. Again, it doesn't just mean belief in God. It means that too, of course, but it means belief in Elokus, in everyone and in everything. Hina ha'uma yechida shomeres es taharis emuna v'chosna. And then he says an interesting thing there where he ends. Yisrael Azin Shabu Umais. Now, sometimes that's translated as the Jewish people are have the most Aziz or the most chutzpah of all nations. But Oiz means strength. Oiz means Oiz Vahada, strength. It doesn't necessarily mean physical strength. It can mean that. But it means spiritual strength. Oiz Vahada Lavusha. The opposite of Marach Alev. The opposite of a weakness of heart and a lack of belief in the Tov in oneself. The opposite of that is Yisrael Azin Shabumus, that Am Yisrael are the strongest, we are the strongest nation in the world. Now, strong, of course, does not mean physically. We're not the strongest in the world physically. But we're the strongest because strength comes from belief in the Yisod HaTov, which is within a person. Confidence and strength and malchus, all of that comes from that emunah in the Yisod HaTov. And therefore, Am Yisrael's Azin Shebu Umais is the strongest of all nations. Because you could have a guy, he's a 7'2", 350, 400 pound, like, you know, whatever, linebacker for some football team, and he seems to be the strongest, most powerful, invincible person on earth. But if they're talking to him for 30 seconds, the guy mamish has nothing inside of him. He's not that he's not good, not that he's not nice, rather. He has no confidence. He has no confidence. That's why he spent that's why he spent his entire life, day and night, out on a field throwing around a ball, because he has to prove it to himself and to others that there's something that he could be good at. Because he doesn't believe that there's a Yisod HaTov inside of him. Because that was hammered into his head from the time he came to the world, when he was told probably from the first time that he could understand anything, that we didn't want to have you in the world to begin with. You're unwanted in the world. And most of these guys that grew up without a father. And their sense of self is very, very, very low. So they might appear to be on the outside strong and powerful people, but on the inside, they're weak. They're weak and broken people. This is bechlal. This is what we see in the world. It's not just physical strength. You have financially powerful people. I would like to hear a psychologist's evaluation of Donald Trump. What is it with this guy? Not that I don't agree with some of the stuff that he says, and I'd take him any time over Hillary Clinton. That's not even a shiloh. His problem is that he's very honest and open. She's never said an honest word in her life. But, like, how weak is this person that he has to come across as so arrogant? What weakness does he have? He must have some terrible, terrible weakness. Because he can't stop talking gavoa gavoa. The way he talks, that means he must be a tzibrachanovich. I never heard anybody talk with such guy. Not that I've heard him talk so many times, maybe two or three times, but there's a lot of guy. Him and the President of the United States are a very big belly guy. Very big belly guy. The President of the United States, I never heard him. The gaiva, he must be some big tzibrachanovich. I'm sure his rabbits and the children know about that. Something. Maybe his kid's not. His wife for sure knows. As it's a brochen event, to talk the way that he talks, to act the kilu, the whole country is his classroom, and he's the rebbe of the whole world. There's got to be something wrong with this guy. I mean, there's obviously things that are wrong with him, but psychologically, what is it with this guy? He must be so tzibrochen. What's he running from? What's he hiding from? What emptiness is he trying to cover up? What murach halev? What weakness of heart is he trying to hide? Is he overcompensating for? Like, you know, like when you're at a simcha, at a party, like the loudest guy at the party, or the loudest in the classroom, the guy that's always got to have everybody laugh. What's a brachenkeit is he? What's a brachenkeit is he covering? What is he hiding? But when a person believes in the Yisoid HaTov, which is Elokus, when he believes in that, not only within himself, but within all that exists, he has an ayin tova. He has a good eye. He has an ayin tova. He sees the good in everything and everybody. He's able to recognize his faults, but just because he has faults does not mean that he's no good. You have faults, but it doesn't mean you're no good. You're good. Not like they have to now in America to tell the murderer he's really good. And he's like, why? Why am I really good? No one explains to them why they're really good. Why are you really good? You're a murderer. Because you're a good boy. You're always a good boy. You bring your mom flowers. The guy knows he just kills people. He's not good. And that's because, like Rav Kook says, and because of that lack of emunah, he could become a murderer. Because wherever he looks with an eye in ra. He doesn't see the taiv. Not in himself, and not in anybody else. So I'm worthless, so you're worthless. And if I'm worthless and you're worthless, and I want what you have, I'll kill you. So, or if I'm angry at you, I'll kill you. Yisrael azan sheba umayis. Am Yisrael is the strongest of all nations. The opposite of weak-hearted. We're not strong physically, and we're not able to stand up to the world, even though we have in Yisrael, Hashem, a strong army, healthy army. We're not invincible. But this weakness of heart is not the trademark of Am Yisrael. This lack of confidence and a weakness of spirit is not the trademark of Am Yisrael. Just the opposite. Azan Shabum is the strongest. Azan Shabum is the strongest of all nations. That's just above this little one. From the third Kaivitz. Ligor Tzvichim Gam Bekatnes Semunah Shel Atzmai. Ligor, you know what it means? What does it mean, Ligor? It means to yell at. To rebuke. To scream at. To yell at. To criticize. Not only do we have to be critical of arrogance, critical of gaiva, we also have to scream at them, be critical of the katnes emun shel atzmo, when you see within yourself a smallness of this faith in the taiva of who you are. B'miyut hakaris haskula hanishmas shelo. You have to be angry with yourself for lacking in a healthy awareness of the skula hanishmasa shelo, of the unique reality that fills you, which is elokus. Kedei loshuv el hagodol haroi. In order for you to return, in order for the person to return to godol haroi, to that greatness that becomes him, that's befitting him. You have to be angry when you see in yourself this katness of emunah in the Yisod HaTov, to see how little you recognize the exaltedness of your Nesham, the greatness of Nesham, regardless of whatever you've done wrong in your life. And only then, Rav Kook says, will you be able to return El HaGodol HaRoi, to that greatness that you're worthy of, to the greatness that you're worthy of. Okay, Mitzvah Shem will continue after the break. Everybody should watch Lirch and the tests in Mitzvah Shem. Not only the tests in life, but even on the tests.